With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
What's going on, everybody? Welcome to another edition of the NBA Slate Starter Podcast. I'm Eric, joined with my buddy Ryan as we break down Tuesday's three-game NBA DFS slate on DraftKings, FanDuel, and Yahoo. My guy, we just got done watching a ridiculous football game. I mean, that win was absurd. It made for some entertainment. It got a little brutal there towards the end because if Josh Allen works out optimal, I probably end up working out optimal. I 100% faded kickers. That was fun. Having 0% of kickers, I don't think they ended up optimal. So that makes me feel like that's a win, even if I just barely won anything on this slate. But Ryan, how you doing, my dude?
I'm doing well. Obviously, a very bizarre game in Buffalo today. A lot of inclements, weather-based inclements happening. Kind of interesting decision points to make. I'm always in favor. All games should be indoors with like the turf. I'm not all about these outdoor stadiums. I feel like each time I've been out there, I've lost all my toes. But, you know, I guess that's what makes you a real person standing out in a sub 10 degree weather.
Yeah, but see, you're from Michigan. I'm from South Dakota. We're both a little biased. I mean, I moved to Southern California. I strongly recommend doing the same.
Yeah, it seems like a very plus move on in terms of better weather. Yeah, I mean, it's NFL showdown. I mean, you just got to get that low-owned guy who gets the tutty. And I think Gabe Davis was the low-owned guy this time around who got the touchdown. So, but more importantly, it was a fun NBA slate. This is the type of NBA slate that I really enjoy being a tournament player. I was very excited to be backfiring in the tournament streets tonight.
Well, let's talk NBA because last time I checked, I think this is an NBA podcast. So we'll stick on brand here. Again, it was just a fun football game to watch. We sweated out the whole thing. Whatever. It's over. Now we can talk about the overtime that was Charlotte and Philly. Always fun when the chalkiest game on an entire slate goes to overtime, right, Ryan? Yeah. Tournament player. You loved it?
I did.
Are you in really good shape right now and you're not telling me something?
No, I'm not in good shape because I'm not winning. So it's as in like, I'm not in first place. So I'm not in good shape. Okay.
Well, anyway, hopefully you guys stacked it up without Miles Bridges. That would have been the positive EV move here today. It looks like, of course we are at halftime here of this Blazers Clippers game. Blazers up one here, but Dennis Smith Jr. was a smash no matter what. He's got 7, 5, and 4 at halftime with a couple blocks, a couple steals. I mean, the guy's just smashing. There was no question. He just made sense as the really, really high-owned play here at the end with CJ McCollum ruled out late, but got a little bit of late news to react to. And again, I think we're front-loading talking about everything else because this is a three-game slate. We're going to fly through this sucker here, but anything else to touch on for tonight's slate? That is tonight being Monday night.
Yeah, it was a very interesting slate. I thought the projected ownership on Charlotte, even though they came in really high, I thought they were still a bit low. I think I ended up with like 90%+ Kelly Oubre.
Let's go.
So I like
what happened. How did Cody Martin end up higher owned on DraftKings than he was?
Salary. Probably just salary.
Well, I would think that it's salary because yeah. It's definitely not projection.
No, definitely not projection. So it's it was a fun slate just because I felt like if you could jam in Charlotte and a lot of things worked out for them in overtime, but a lot of them had already gotten there. Like I think PJ Washington have destroyed the FanDuel price tag. And I think it was nice to be able to jam in those centers. And if you hit the right guys, like in Sabonis, Towns, and Embiid especially, but we'll see if the other value in Dennis Smith Jr. Carries you there. So I think it was a fun build. I think one thing I did do was I faded airplane mode, outright fade on FanDuel today, because I think there was a lot of good pivots around his price tag that I thought could beat him.
And like, Ayo, how about Ayo? Our boy Ayo starting sub 10% on DK. Was that real life?
Oh, wow. I didn't know that.
He was sub 10%.
Yeah, I didn't know he came in that low. I had some. I even played some James Bouknight as well. And I also played some Leandro Balmora. I even played some Ben McLemore. I was all about these 3K guards, hoping one of them can hit. Well, we'll see over there on DK what ends up happening. But I think on FanDuel,
Dasanu 10.4% in the $15. He was sub 10% in the $4. Just correcting myself a little bit, but that's still way too low owned.
Yeah, especially with the COVID protocols for DeMar DeRozan. Mm-hmm. I think that you should have been able to take some shots on a guy like him. To jam in an extra stud or two. It definitely was going to pan out. But it was a fun slate. I think just being able, there was optimal late, a lot of late swap opportunities with no, when McCollum got ruled out. Mm-hmm. That was pretty big, I thought, where I could take some chances on McLemore. Kennard was ruled a starter. It was tough to really find roster spots open for, like, at that moment, because we had just locked up so many players. But I think having just even getting a little bit in, I think those lineups do work out more times than not if you were to play the slate over and over again.
Definitely agree. Glad to have a lot of him, of Dennis Smith Jr., a lot of Powell. We'll see how it turns out. Should be fun. But everybody hit that like button, hit the subscribe button, hit the notification bell on YouTube. But more importantly, if you are listening to us, you're not watching us, that'd be weird, from the podcast, from the new podcast feed that we have here for the NBA Slate Starter Podcast, leave us a 5-star review. Start leaving those reviews, because we're going to do some giveaways here.
And subscribe.
Very, very soon. And subscribe. Look at that, Ryan. You know all the things. Please click subscribe. Come hang out with us. Come talk some NBA DFS. We're 6 minutes into this pup. You ready to get going, my dude?
Let's ride.
To the top end of guard we go here on DraftKings. Luka Doncic, 10-9 here. Questionable. Going to be something that we're waiting on. The story of this slate is there are a lot of studs to pay up for, and we don't know which ones are going to play and which ones are not and where the value is going to come from. So, hey, here we go. Let's just break it down. I like Luka Doncic if he plays. I don't if he doesn't. How about that for analysis? James Harden, 10-7. Russell Westbrook, 10K here. LeBron James as well. He's probable, should be good to go here. I think 9,900 for him. It's nice to see all of these Lakers studs starting to come down here. It sounds like they're all going to play here up against Boston. Boston, I don't even know what to make of this basketball team. They lose to crappy teams. They win against really good teams. They have good nights. They have bad nights. It's absurd. Basically, Dennis Schroeder, the common denominator. If he's on, holy crap, they have a second option other than Tatum here. Third option other than Brown, obviously, too. But Jaylen Brown, speaking of that human being, it sounds like he's going to be questionable as well. Man, we've got a lot of news to wade through here, but talk to me about the top end of guard.
Yeah, top end of guard is loaded. I mean, you got Luka, you got Harden, you got Russ, you got LeBron. DeJounte Murray's been a stud this season. And those are your top tier guards on the slate tomorrow. On a 3-game slate, I think I definitely prefer... It's tough to fade all of them on a 3-game slate and just like having just a bunch of like mid-tier builds. But I would think I would like to jam in and get in potential James Harden at 10-7. He just projects better than everyone else. Russ, it's really tough for me to go to Russ nowadays. I mean, with LeBron and AD both there, it's just harder for him to take off that pathway. If he comes in, what, sub 5% owned? Yeah, I think you should have interest at that point. But I just feel more confident with a guy like Harden and Luka on the other side of this game. If you want to play Luka Doncic, that's fine. I know he's been sluggish all year long, but we've seen those upside games through and through throughout. We'll see how he's feeling, and if he were to go, that will be a great spot for Luka, I think, to take advantage of. Yeah, great point with the Jaylen Brown situation. I think that's something to keep an eye on. DeJounte Murray, I like at $9,500. I think. He is not going to be that popular potentially, but I think being above the field, DeJounte Murray is something I'd like to do. Jaylen Brown, if we were to play, it's tough for me to go there. I don't really have much interest. I'd be willing to save almost $2,000, $1,800 to be exact, take your chances on a guy like Alec Burks. If Jaylen Brown is out, we go to Dennis Schroeder in a matchup versus his former team, $6,400. Dennis Schroeder would have been a Laker if he just accepted that contract. You know what? He bet on himself and he lost. And just the nature of what happens at times. And Dennis Schroeder at $6,400, I think, is a fine play if Jaylen Brown doesn't play.
I mean, it's not the same thing as the Isaiah Thomas situation, but I mean, it feels, you know, pretty gross. Just somebody that you really like to watch play. And Dennis Schroeder with the Hawks, Dennis Schroeder around the league, OKC, obviously, alongside Shai Gilgeous and Chris Paul for that one season.
Dennis Schroeder not winning Sixth Man of the Year that year really ticked me off. He deserved
Just from a basketball perspective, they were just so incredible, the three of them. I don't think voters are sitting around being like, oh, we're going to factor in Chris Paul and not give it to Dennis Schroeder. I think it was just bad that they didn't give it to Dennis Schroeder. I'm with you. I agree. Bad NBA, bad. Rest of the situation, let's talk Knicks, because there was a quote yesterday from Tibbs saying that if we continue to lose, I'm going to shake it up even more. I don't know how he shakes it up the guard position. You have Burks, Rose, Quickly, Fournier. Kemba Walker, we know, is out of the rotation here. Maybe he comes back into the rotation, but I doubt it. You have Seldon Jr. there, who played, what, 1 minute back in October. I don't think he's going to be seeing the floor. Quentin Grimes is a guy who played 12 minutes there against Denver. Maybe he ends up actually getting some run. We know Tibbs also notorious for not playing rookies, but man, they just keep losing and losing. So I don't know really what there is to mine out of the guard situation there. I suppose we just got to be looking at Derrick Rose. He's the loved chosen one of Thibodeau here in the past, who plays 30 plus minutes there at times, but coming off of a game where he only played 24 minutes in a just thumping by Denver there in the Garden, and then Chicago as well, lost at home to them as well. I don't know. What do you think is going to go on with the Knicks going forward?
Yeah, the Knicks situation is going to be a key indicator to the slate. Right now, let's just say if Thibodeau decides not to make a change, because that could definitely be a decision that he just changes his mind. I mean, he can do whatever he wants. But let's just say the Knicks just roll out what they've been doing. It's going to be, in terms of priority, it's going to go for me. I want to go Rose, followed by Quickly, followed by Burks.
Same.
And then I even like Fournier at $4,700. I think a three-point bonus on DraftKings can really pan out for you. Now, what can we see happen? Maybe Quickly inserts the starting lineup. That could happen. I just don't know if they're going to go smaller, like Mitchell Robinson leaves the starting lineup and they just play Randall at the five. Does Toppin take the role of Mitchell Robinson? That could even happen. I think it's more of a front court thing than a back court thing. Like, what else are they going to do? Are they going to? It's a tough read right now. I mean, he could do a lot of different things. And I just want to say maybe potentially they want to try out something with Obi Toppin. That's my guess, but my guess is as good as yours at this
point. I have no idea. All I know is Quickly started against the Bulls, but RJ Barrett was out. Well, RJ Barrett is back. So I think getting Quickly in that starting lineup instead of Burks or instead of, I mean, Rose, I'm not sure what it possibly could mean, but it's something to pay attention to because I think it might go a little bit under the radar. I mean, it's a three-game slate. Everything should be on the radar. Everything should be pretty much in play here, but obviously we have a lot of studs we want to get to, and Quickly under 5K, I think would be a key ingredient for me if he ends up starting again like he did against Chicago, but I don't know if it's that likely for a second-year player here under Tibbs. We shall see. Let's move it on over to FanDuel here. Point guard, shooting guard, James Harden, 10-6 there. Luka Doncic, 10-3. DeJounte Murray, 9,900. Russell Westbrook, 9,500. Just point guard now, thank God. Derek White, 7,800. Marcus Smart, 5,800. That's starting to get low here. We'll see what happens with Jaylen Brown, but 5,800 for him. And, of course, my guy, Dennis Schroeder, 5,200. Starting to come alive here. Last two games, 38 and 31 minutes, 33.9 and 49.8 there against Portland. Starting to play some real ball. Starting to look like the guy before his Lakers debacle, you know, back with his OKC days. So 5,200 for him. I think that's going to be a very important thing for this slate.
Yeah, point guard over there in FanDuel. It's going to be really based on what happens with Luka Doncic. If there's no Doncic, Let's go to Jalen Brunson. A guy I know we didn't touch him on there in DK. Same situation. He becomes an excellent play. He's already kind of already in play at that price tag, just the nature of the slate size. Mm-hmm. But look, if there's no Luka, we got to make him a priority play. Guys who are going to be have obviously tournament winning upside. The situation in San Antonio is, I believe there's no Devin Vassell. Maybe Vassell didn't play today. He might play tomorrow, so that might open up some extra backcourt minutes to be sprinkled around. Maybe White gets a few more minutes. White's been really good of late. So that's an option to consider. But other guys, I mean, the Knicks roulette is like you can mix and match with Rosen quickly. They project very similarly. Look, even if one starts and the other doesn't start, I still project them very, very close.
Yep, makes a lot of sense to me. Bembry. Again, we can talk about some of these really, really deep flyers here. Bruce Brown went from playing 12 minutes, 9 minutes, not even being in the rotation to on a back-to-back, played 26 minutes, put up 23.4. Now, I don't know if they ended up playing him more because they were on a back-to-back there. Bembry as well. Obviously, Joe Harris is out of here for a long time. So I'm looking at some of these other options. Patty Mills has been starting. I really don't want to go to a shooting-dependent guy on FanDuel, but he is playing 34 minutes a night. That's kind of tough to completely overlook, I suppose, sub 5K. But yeah, Jalen Brunson, hopefully, you know, if Lucas hits, you just play a ton of him, and that's one of your spots there. But otherwise, him, Bembry there in that starting unit, 4,500, is playing enough minutes, shooting the ball enough, but generally he's getting there with some random block and steal games, and you can kind of find that with just about anybody here. Bruce Brown, 4,200. Again, just keep an eye on that starting lineup, make sure that it looks normal there, and I don't really know what to say. I think there's a very wide range for his minutes in this spot. But coming off of a back-to-back, I just want to point that out because some people might not. Maybe they'll just project him for more run than normal. And so if he's popping in a projection model, just understand the inherent risk that exists there. Anything else to add over on FanDuel?
Yeah, and I mean, spending it for James Harden at 10-6, no, absolutely no problem doing that. I do think you could save with if you're playing both FanDuel and DraftKings, which I recommend doing, you could play Luka on FanDuel where he's cheaper and James Harden on DK where he's cheaper there. Compare it if you're having a decision point. So it could work out in your favor like that. Keep in mind, different scoring systems favor one player or the other. But look, if you want to just get a way to exposure to both guys, I think that's the best way to do it. That's really about it on the FanDuel position. I mean, the slate is kind of dictated on what Thibodeau decides to do with the guard position. And even if whatever he does decide, there's a lot of different options where you could pivot off of ownership. And I don't think you're going to be sacrificing that much in overall projection just because of how the nature of what that Knicks backcourt rotation is like. I don't expect it to be a super drastic over-the-top change heading into tomorrow. Maybe it is, but that's just what I'm putting my head towards right now.
Mm-hmm. Play multiple sites. That's what I'm putting my head towards as we head to Yahoo, our sponsor site. Luka Doncic up there at $49, questionable. James Harden, $47. DeJounte Murray, $44. Russell Westbrook, $40. Really, really sharp pricing here on the top end. Dennis Schroeder, though, sticks out, $23. Might be a source of savings there. Jalen Brunson, $22. Derek White, even starting to show some upside that's coming to fruition because he's playing a ton of minutes as well in all of these competitive games. Coming off of a nice win against Golden State, he's a big piece of this team. Alec Burks, 19. Derek Rose, Patty Mills. I mean, we could just go on and on.
There's a couple of tenors that stick out.
Say that again?
There's a couple of tenors.
So give me the tenors. I gave you everything else you could possibly want here on this mid-range or on the mid-range.
Yeah, Emmanuel
the expensive guys we covered. Cover it. Who?
Emmanuel Quickly is $10.
Oh yeah, we want to play Emmanuel Quickly. Yeah. We could also can I say this name? Don't make fun of me, okay? We could play Josh Richardson at $10.
Yeah, you could also play you could definitely play Josh Richardson. You know, Lonnie Walker if there's no Devin Vassell at 11. But it's gets really interesting if Emmanuel Quickly at $10, and I just think he's got to still stay in the rotation, right? I don't know. Has he been bad? Right.
He had one bad game. He just played. So he started against Chicago, played well, and then he just played like garbage. Was like 1-for-7 or something from the field. Again, I'm not looking at it right now. I can't even find his name at the moment. Here we go. Great television that we have going. Great podcast material. Here we go. 3.7 Yahoo points there. 3 points, one rebound, one assist in 20 minutes of work. Generally a willing participant in the shooting department, so it's kind of weird to see that. Let me jump over to a different box score to see what that exact split was in that game here. Yeah, 1 for 7. I got it right on the number. 0 for 3 from three. Three personal fouls. Just a garbage outing here against that Denver team. It was Zeke Nnaji night, or Zeke Nnaji afternoon, should I say, because it was an afternoon game. And that was about all there was about that slate for that showdown slate for the afternoon on Saturday.
Yeah, that's it. It's pretty sharp pricing. And then they paid, almost $80 million to Evan Fournier. So Evan Fournier is also
$12. I like Evan. We'll start calling him Evan.
I do think that's how he goes by.
Does he go by Evan?
I think so.
Well, the listeners are going to get treated to a story right after this, and you know where I'm going with this. We're going to click on this, though, first. New Yahoo users get 1 free month of Osmo Plus Platinum with your first deposit. That's $10 or more if you're a new user. If you've never played at Yahoo, now's the time, because you can jump in, use this promotion, and you can get yourself some free Osmo Plus. Osmo Plus, every single sport we offer behind the paywall, not just NBA, but NFL too. Week 14 NFL is going to be fantastic. I don't know. I feel like every single person at Osmo, including our staff, including our subs, won. Hopefully you did. It was just a smash by the projections, smash by Alex, getting to a ton of George Kittle, getting to a ton of those guys here. Ryan coming back. Of course, it's nice to have Ryan here back with us here after he went to the King of the Peach, put up a really nice outing. All he does is put up good outings here in these live finals. But of course, if you guys want to get on his level, well, okay, we want to temper it. If you guys want to get on my level, how about that? I'm profitable. These are things I'm good at. Use this free month of Osmo Plus Platinum. It doesn't get easier or better than this. Stop guessing, start winning. Join Osmo Plus today. All right, we're back. Look at that. So the fun story that I have is that 7 years of our lives, I'd never actually pronounced your last name to your face. And it didn't go well for me. Would you like to finish the story or should I continue shaming myself?
No, I mean, yeah, you go ahead and take care of shaming yourself.
Okay, here we go. So Ryan over there, I'm in my own head here. So we were doing an introductory deal that we didn't actually end up putting up for the podcast, but I'm Eric Lindquist. He's Ryan Putnayak. But I kept saying, I don't even know. What did I say before?
You probably shouldn't say it because you'll probably get it mixed up again.
Yeah, see, I got it right there. But anyway, His last name is Putnayak. And I've not screwed it up since because I said it 5,000 times on camera and I will never, ever, ever recover for this. It's like the Joe Exotic where it's like, I'll never financially recover from this. But it's like the shame and grief that I feel about that.
With the Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Perfect segue to forward. Here we go. Shame and sadness. Luka Doncic, 10,900 there on the top end. He's not ashamed. He's not sad because he's really good at basketball and he plays in the NBA. Here we go. Kevin Durant, 10,800 for him. That's going to be a luxury item, I think, on this slate. He's a luxury item. It is going to be tough to get up to him there at that number, but hey, it's Kevin Durant. Can he put up 70? Sure can. It will be in an ownership play. Check out the boom bust tool. Anthony Davis, LeBron James, Jason Tatum there. That really depends on 9,400 is a great number if you get no Jaylen Brown. Julius Randle, 9,100. This team needs to start winning basketball games again. Where are you looking at the top end of a stacked forward position?
Anthony Davis. I am looking at Anthony Davis at 10-2.
Why don't you just get a room, okay? You and Anthony Davis. I can't even. I mean, he's fantastic. But go ahead.
You said it's fantastic. It sounds like you've been in a room with Anthony Davis or something.
Oh, I see what you did. That'd be a great story. I'm not even ashamed. Go ahead.
But yeah,
that would be the greatest story ever where it was something that it's like, yeah, no, I was alone in a room with Anthony Davis and I don't know. He seems like he's not attractive. Continue. Just keep going.
10-2 Anthony Davis, Boston matchup. Look, it's a 3-game slate to mix and match some of these studs. And there's a solid chance of, I think, Anthony Davis coming a little bit lower owned. Versus the upside that he truly has. But if I'm playing Anthony Davis, it's going to be tough for me to play Kevin Durant. Kevin Durant has just been an absolute stud. He's an MVP candidate for real. He's been pretty darn solid all season long. He's just, you're just saving $600 for similar upside in both those players. But keep in mind, AD power forward center, KD small forward power forward. Prefer KD to Luka just because the extra $100 on a 3-game slate can do a lot at times. So if you don't like any of those studs, I mean, Jason Tatum can be pretty darn solid against the Lakers team if there's no Jaylen Brown. Even if there is Jaylen Brown, Jason Tatum has played up a pretty up to competition in Staples Center. He just shows up against for LeBron James. He has a ton of fun doing that. So I think Jason Tatum at $9,400 is a great option on a 3-game slate. I prefer going to Tatum than Randall just because Randall at $9,100. And now, look, if there is a starting lineup change where Randall's like at 5 and like we hear some notes that Randall's the new point guard. It's not, he's already like dominating a lot of the ball, but there's a $9,100 Julius Randle is fine. I just would rather like spend up a little bit more to a guy like Kevin Durant, Luka, or AD than go to Randle just because Randle's just been sluggish. It's a much different Randle this season than it was last year. Going down the list in the small forward eligibility, I think RJ Barrett's spot in the starting lineup is pretty safe. I like that $5,300 price tag. It just grades out to be pretty solid value on DraftKings. I like that $5,300. He's just small forward only, so his ownership's going to be a little lower than lower than the other guys around that price range just because the lack of having another position eligible for him. So RJ Barrett grading out to be one of my favorite forward plays over there on DraftKings. How do you feel about Barrett? Is that just someone you're not about, or are you willing to take some chances on a 3-game slate?
I mean, he's $1,400 less than Alec Burks, so I like RJ Barrett a whole hell of a lot more than I like Alec Burks. That's for sure. Of course, you can play RJ Barrett. He's small forward only over on DK. That makes a lot of sense. I guess for me, the guy that did we talk? And again, I was just checking how much I hated Paul George. I hate Paul George a lot. I have the absolute nuts without Paul George's insolence here in a lineup. So I just had to get sad there. But Kristaps Porzingis, did we talk Zinger?
We haven't touched on Zinger yet, no.
That's the guy I want to touch on here. He's probable. He hasn't played in 6 days. I'm not sure if he'll end up garnering a ton of attention, but if there is no Luka Doncic, the first guy that I'm firing in is Jalen Brunson. The second guy I'm firing in is Kristaps Porzingis, who is probable going to be back here for this Brooklyn game. It's a nice primetime spot here for him. Obviously, of Brooklyn, Dallas, Boston, LA. I believe that's the TNT duo for the games with the Knicks in San Antonio, kind of smack dab in the middle of it. But I'm looking at that as a spot where Zinger, 7,600, he's going to have to put up some fantasy points in order for Dallas to be competitive there. So if I'm going to play a Brooklyn stud and I'm going to play Jalen Brunson, I'm going to play Kristaps next to them. What do you think about him?
Yeah, I'm all about Kristaps Porzingis. I like him with or without Luka Doncic in the picture, but Luka is out, it only helps him. So I'm all about the Porzingis play for sure. I'm all about that.
All right. And Doug McDermott, this is a 3-game slate, so we can actually bring up some guys that are just completely shooting dependent, but he's 4K. We can discuss a 4K for him. Lonnie Walker played 30 minutes against Golden State in that win. If you don't have Devin Vassell, who is the guy that you had brought up earlier, if he's not going to be there, I think that makes McDermott and Lonnie Walker both viable punts here on the bottom end. And I just don't understand. Play Thad Young. Like, why? What are we doing here? I don't know what to say. He's 3,300 because he's going to play like 15 minutes, and that's just what it is. I wish he could play some minutes because we would just play a lot of him. Play him in showdown. If there's a Knicks-San Antonio Spurs showdown, play some Thad Young and hope for the ceiling there because I don't really know what else to say. Let's jump on over to FanDuel top end here. Kevin Durant, of course, at the small forward position and power forward position. Kristaps, 8,500, actually another guy that's sitting up there on the top end there. But of course, this whole position is Kevin Durant, LeBron James, Jason Tatum, Jaylen Brown questionable, Alec Burks there, 6,500. You've got a number of options there as well. Looks, though, like Al Horford, after his day of rest there, coming back, probably the guy that I've been the most wrong about. I mean, I thought he was getting brought in. He's going to play defense against Joel Embiid when you get to the playoffs here, so long as they're both there, but they should be. Man, Al Horford has been freaking good. 6,800 for him, much more advantageous than 7,100 over on DK. What's your interest level in him?
To be honest, very minimal.
Okay. $6,800. He pops in Osmo's projections, which is why I bring it up.
Yeah, he does. And I think throughout the day, it might change based on some news that we get. But at $6,800, he is only $200 cheaper than Jaylen Brown. Okay. I know Jaylen Brown's been limited. He is, I think, actually in the power forward center on FanDuel. I think he'll get a little bit more ownership throughout the day, but I think I'd rather like spend up for Anthony Davis or spend down to LaMarcus Aldridge at 5,600, who's been pretty rock solid this season. I think it's just like he's priced appropriately. It's not like we're getting a discount on Al Horford by any means.
Robert Williams is broken, so don't play him.
Yeah, and you know what that means. He's going to go off. But other guys who have who are small forward, power forward, RJ Barrett is even priced better over there on FanDuel. He's $5,300 on FanDuel, which is very favorable price tag for him. So I like going to RJ Barrett quite a bit. Kelvin Johnson, $100 more, fine option. He's playing much better of late in terms of fantasy wise. He's slowly but steadily. It's not like he's putting out outbursts. I think he's just been pretty consistent. In that same price range, I think Fournier, $5,100. Look, I know he's not been fun to play, and Knicks fans feel the same thing. But at $5,100 on a three-game slate, it's not going to take much for you to get a little different, and he has the upside to knock down 6-7 three-pointers. So Fournier, someone at $5,100, I think we can definitely take your chances on. Anyone else that you want to spend down on? Any interest in like a Maxi Kleba, a Dwight Powell? I will definitely be interested in Obi Toppin if he somehow is the starter at $4,200.
I probably have interest if he doesn't even. This is what I wanted to say. And this is why I brought up the Tibbs thing from the get-go. If I had to pick one individual player to benefit the most, just the absolute most from that quote, from saying that I'm going to mix up the rotation further or play other guys, I would think Obi Toppin is the main beneficiary, who has never been a guy. I'm going through the box score. He played 28 minutes against Boston on October 20th on their opening night. He has not exceeded 23 minutes. Well, he played 28, then 23, and then he hasn't exceeded 20 minutes the entire rest of the season. If he got to 25 or 26, if you're going to say, I'm going to give him more minutes, take Burks off the floor, take RJ Barrett off the floor for a little bit, if I'm going to give Julius Randle fewer minutes, if I'm going to mix up the rotation, Obi Toppin is the single guy that I pick out as the main beneficiary of some random news. And if you wait to figure out what that rotation is going to look like after you see it, you're going to be too late, because everybody else is going to know it then too. So I think if I'm playing tournaments tomorrow and I don't have any news, but Tibbs, you know, if I can find some quotes, if he's going to talk before the game, maybe that can quell my fears a little bit. But even still, Obi Toppin's going to be completely unowned. I'm talking about him because I think I'm probably going to make an aggressive stand on him one way or another on the slate.
Now, I think you bring up that point on a three-game slate. That's all you really need to do in terms of just putting yourself in a position. You don't have to. That's like, that alone is a good enough stand to separate yourself from the rest.
He's 3,100 on DraftKings. Yeah. So like, that's the real spot where it is almost impossible. FanDuel, super soft pricing. 4,200, though, still gives you a little bit of a different build. Maybe gives you a little bit more stars and scrubs ability. It's not as appealing to me, especially, you know, we do have Kristaps there at 8,500. We have a number of high upside power forwards, guys like, you know, obviously Jason Tatum is sub 10K there as well. But I would rather play Obi Toppin straight up than Kleba, Powell, Grant Williams, Carmelo Anthony, maybe not Doug McDermott. Keldon Johnson, I love 5,400. That's a great number. But I'm going to ride and die with that ridiculous, ridiculous take.
Nah, I don't think it's ridiculous at all. I think it's at this point, I mean, that's the stuff that we should be touching on, and like how we react to that based on the news. It can really give you a head start on winning a tournament tomorrow on a three-game slate. So all about the Obi play. And you know why I am? I do own an Obi top and rookie debut top shot. So it's one of my few top shots I own.
What serial number?
I don't know. It's got those badges. It's an LE, and hopefully a Knicks fan wants to buy it because it'll be on sale if he does well.
All right. Well, that sounds lovely. Obi Toppin, $10 on our sponsor, Yahoo. I don't know. Probably too thin for me to go there. I think we have other $10 plays that make more sense. But in a spot where 3,100 on DK, 4,200 on FanDuel, I'm just going there. Rolling in the deep, as Adele would say. Kevin Durant, $51 on the top end. Anthony Davis, $46. Jason Tatum, 44. LeBron, 43. Julius Randle, 36. That seems like a low number for Julius Randle. Might have to invest in such things there. Al Horford all the way up to 28. Kristaps, 35 there. Kelton Johnson, 22. Lot of different ways that we can look at on the top end here of power forward. I don't really see a whole lot at the $10 spot that I would really want to invest in the way that we talked about at the guard position. But what sticks out to you kind of in that mid-range, upper range of forward on Yahoo?
Yeah, I love LeBron James and Julius Randle here. I mean, LeBron small forward eligible, Julius Randle power forward eligible. I love those two price tags. I mean, these are the site. This is the site where they kind of stand out on, and I like them quite a bit. At their price tag. So I'll be looking to try to get those two guys in on Yahoo lineups. But if you want to spend down in the forward spot, guys who have small forward, power forward eligibility that are cheap, we touched on Bruce Brown Jr. He's an option. Maxi Kleba, power forward eligibility. But no one really else is that I'm all about. I mean, everyone else is priced pretty appropriately. Yahoo has done a pretty solid job with the pricing. And if you want to pay out for guys like, if you find enough value to jam in a guy like 80 or Kevin Durant, yeah, it's a three-game slate, and one of those guys can pop out for 75, and you're going to need him. So that's the nature of how these things can unfold, and that's why they're priced like that. But Yahoo, I think we are getting a little discount on Randle and LeBron James, so those will be kind of a priority over there on Yahoo.
I think that makes a lot of sense. I think those are both great calls. Let's round this thing out here at center on DraftKings. Anthony Davis, Julius Randle, Al Horford. We can all play a power forward, also play him at center. But your first true center, Jakob Poeltl, went down another $100. He had a really good start to tonight's game. I didn't see what he finished at, but he was somebody that I've continued to invest in kind of because you continue to tell me to. He was so good in Toronto, and anytime that you have Pop go out and like actively acquire somebody and make a move to include them in a package with DeRozan, I think it was something where he was actively saying, I like this guy. And so Jakob Poeltl, yeah, the minutes have been pretty secure, but you know, there are times where they do went smaller against Washington, but they were dominating that game. It doesn't matter. The Spurs are just kind of rolling right now. They had won three in a row going into tonight. Did they win today?
The Spurs, I'll pull this up if they won today. I'm not sure if they won today.
I have no idea either. Again, fell into that football trap, let me tell you. Robert Williams, 5,800. Aldrich, 5,700 there for him.
Spurs
Mitchell
lost.
Robinson, yeah. Did they?
Yeah. Spurs lost. God.
They're just going nuts. The Spurs team is just DeJounte Murray, Jakob Poeltl, Derek White. They are just firing here. Because the Suns are like, you only have 19 more to go or whatever. ridiculous run. No loss November. That's a great slogan. I would trademark that one if I were them. Bet they have Mitchell Robinson all the way down there at 4,100. I basically just listed off the entire gamut of the position. Not that hard on a three-game slate, but what are your favorite places to go to at center on DraftKings?
Yeah, I mean, we touched on 80, pretty solid play. Jakob Poeltl, love that $5,900 price tag. You want to pivot to LaMarcus Aldridge. Matchup versus Dallas, I think that's great. But damn, Dwight Howard, $3,800. Let's ride.
Let's go, Dwight Howard. I love that call. Basically, DraftKings just kind of didn't decide to price him up, even though he was playing the DeAndre Jordan role. He played 35 minutes, but I think that was absent of Anthony Davis, if I do recall, going up against Sacramento there. And that domination there. And, you know, probably got some blowout run, I would assume, too, considering they won by 25. Going up against the Clippers, lost that one. You should have played more. That would be my argument. But I guess they were just matching him up with Zubats. They took Zubats off the floor, went small, and then that was kind of it for Dwight Howard. I love that call, though. $3,800, too cheap for him. Jason Kidd took all the notes from why am I blanking on his name? Pacers head coach. Why am I blanking?
Frank Vogel?
He was the former Mavericks
Rick Carlisle?
Coach. Carlisle. Yeah, he's the Indiana coach, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what I was saying. He's the Pacers head coach. Jason Kidd took all the notes and said, I'm going to play four centers every night here in Dallas and make everybody unplayable. So don't do it. Porzingis is back. So I saw Powell had like 2% ownership or something the other day, and I just like laughed. He did play 24 minutes, but now you have Porzingis back, don't do it. Here we go to the top end of center on FanDuel. Anthony Davis, Julius Randle, Kristaps Porzingis, all the usual suspects. Jakob Poeltl, your first true center there, 6,300 there for him. Dwight Howard, aggressively priced up to 5,200 alongside Mitchell Robinson, 5,100. Nerlens Noel, another guy who could maybe benefit, but I doubt Nerlens Noel just sees some kind of a bump in playing time over Mitchell Robinson. Definitely more looking towards the Obi Toppin direction. Taj Gibson is ancient, and they realize that, and he's not going to play. That's just kind of what it is. What are you looking at doing at center here?
Yeah, center kind of sucks on FanDuel. Guys who are like really only in play that have center eligibility are only Jakob Poeltl, Dwight Howard, Mitchell Robinson, and Noel that get like legitimate, meaningful rotational run. Obviously, there's some power forward center eligible guys that you can go to, guys like Horford, Aldridge, Porzingis, and Anthony Davis, but there's not that many options, and especially on FanDuel where you're rostering one on a three-game slate, this is where your build gets different, I think. And I think you can mix and match some of these guys for sure, but that just because of the how scarce the quantity of options are, I think that alone is going to make Jakob Poeltl very, very highly owned, but rightfully so. I think him and Aldridge will be in the majority of lineups, but I think pivoting off of them and taking your chances on maybe it's a Robinson day. Who knows? Maybe it's a Dwight Howard can pay off a $5,200 price tag. It's unlikely, but this is how you separate yourself in tournaments, and paying off for Randle and Porzingis in the center spot makes your lineup build very different. And if there's value to do so, not.
That's it. I just saw Ben McLemore is not going to return. So showdown.
I saw that too. Womp, womp. Yeah. Yeah. He's one of the guys actively was trying to aggressively late swap into after the McCollum news, but you know what? Hey, it didn't work out.
Yeah, 1.5 showdown. It's just showdown, showdown, showdown. My lord, why don't I just go to bed? Here we go. Center Jakob Poeltl on the top end there. It's funny to see him as the most expensive center on a slate, but that's where we're at here. He's $23. Robert Williams, $20. LaMarcus Aldridge, $19. Dwight Howard, $12. I will also throw in there Enes Freedom in there. I don't want to play him. I don't think we need to force too much. But even with Al Horford in, he's had some 17, 18, 19, 20-minute games here. Almost popped off a double-double here, two of his last four. 32 there up against Portland. Part of it is he got some blowout run. But looking at the Lakers, where it's going to be Dwight Howard, Anthony Davis, and DeAndre Jordan, I could see them kind of rotating in, you know, Robert Williams, Al Horford start. I could see some Enes Freedom in my life as well. These are the kind of takes you get on a three-game slate. Obi Toppin, Enes Freedom, let's ride, Ryan.
I don't know if I could do Enes Freedom. I'm not going to even lie.
It's Enes Freedom. You can't not love Freedom.
Oh, my God. You're going to turn it like that? I mean, Enes Freedom's been on his
bad
own
person, Ryan.
Oh, my God. I don't want to talk about Enes Freedom and his antics right now, but Enes Freedom is doing his thing. But I think I'd rather, at the same price, like, I think I'd rather play Thad Young at $10 if we're looking for a $10 center. Thad Young could stick out. But even then, there's another $10 center in Dwight Powell. So, Jakob Poeltl, LaMarcus Aldridge, and then you figure out the rest, I think, honestly, on Yahoo. I mean, there's no real interest in any other center for me outside of Jakob Poeltl and Aldridge.
Yeah, Jakob Poeltl, I'm probably going to just steer clear from on Yahoo and play him everywhere else, mainly because on Yahoo, I bet he ends up crazy, crazy owned. Just because you look at him, he's going to be the highest raw projected player there by a wide margin, I would think. I'll see where that ownership comes in at, but I would say very sharp pricing by them in general. So you definitely have to try to force it to get a little bit different there. Anyway, that is the slate, short of 45 minutes. Well, a lovely little recap. We're back in the groove here, baby. Ryan, so good to have you back. Missed you, my guy. Heard your mom's doing fantastic as well. So thumbs up. Yay to everybody else. Once again for that, things are good there. But Ryan, any final words for the people?
No, it's a three-game slate, and there's some Thibodeau drama that we need to deal with, and I'm sure there will be some teams that aren't back-to-back. They'll have some injury designations for you to keep an eye on. But more importantly, please subscribe. Please leave that five-star review. Those go a long way for Eric and I, especially as the calendar year comes to a close. Those will mean a lot for us.
You said Eric, and then you paused, and then you were Eric and I. So, yes, for me and my vanity, I need you to all hit that five-star review. Hit that like button. Do all of those great things. He's Ryan. So good to Great exit. Way to go, Eric. Awesome job. He's Ryan. He's the man. I'm Eric. I'm just a man. We'll see you guys later.